This is the playbook.
There are the people who start low and start at the ticket booth, and they work and work and work and work and work in the same organization, and they get to the top. But there's also people that work laterally and move right over to the top. Yeah. Two ways.
Yeah. I'll use the butterfly story. Where
you ever hear the butterfly story? So it's one of my favorites. Farmer's sitting there, and he looks down, and there's a cocoon, and this butterfly is trying to work its way out. So he takes his knife, and he cuts open the cocoon so the butterfly can get out. And this is what parents are doing to kids today, in my opinion. Well, what happens? He actually kills the butterfly. He's not helping it. Because the reason a butterfly has to break out of the cocoon is because the wings will be strong enough. It's almost, you know, the universe is so perfect that it's almost the exact amount of workout so that if you can be strong enough to break out of the cocoon, you're strong enough to fly. Yeah. And so you got to remember, when things get tough, that's the good stuff. That's, you know, and ask anyone, my best day of my life was when I went bankrupt, right? Because it was that expansive to reevaluate everything. Can't take away what I know. Couldn't take away my law degree from Tulane, what I learned in college, all the jobs, all the friends I made. I also want to talk about being kind to your future self and gatekeepers. Yeah. You know, because I do a lot of being of service. I talked about this a little last night, and I think it resonated. You never know who the gatekeeper is. You know, I tell a story about Rudy Rudiger meeting the postman. He was waiting for Angelo Pizzo, who did Hoosiers. And his biggest feat wasn't playing at Notre Dame, it was making that movie. He lost his job over it, but literally, he was nice to the mailman. The mailman liked him, and he goes, well, why are you here? He goes, I just got blown off by this big, you know, screenwriter that did Hoosiers. And the guy goes, you mean Angelo Pizzo? I know where he lives. And he took him to the door, and that's how he got the movie. But I do it all the time. Someone I'm just kind to, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, you know, my dad, this happened in Louisiana. A girl who interned for me, who, you know, I bent over backwards for all the time, all of a sudden when she was leaving, she goes, Dave, you know, I never told you, but my dad owns a ton of McDonald's, and his best friend's Anthony Lynn, the coach of the Chargers. Would you like to have him on your podcast? Meanwhile, you know, that saves me so much time and money.
Yeah.
Because, and you never know. That's just one of my interns. So being kind to your future self. You know, I think also when you don't have a job, volunteering, not just internship, but volunteering for a charity, because highly successful people learn to give back. So all the decision makers in a community are chairman. I'm a chairman of, you know, two different foundations. Yeah. And I have met more people to give jobs to because I see them there. And they come up to me and say, you know, I'm just volunteering for your, for the Unstoppable Foundation, Mr. Meltzer, whatever I can do to help you. And I'm like, oh, what do you do? Oh, you know, I go to here.